marching in. And when the Cubs go marching in, I wanna be in the bleachers when the Cubs go marching.
It's 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Walter Jacobson riding shotgun with me tonight. This is a surprise. We're talking Bat Boy, and he stuck around, and I love it. I love it. I can't think of a better co-host in the history of Chicago to have Walter Jacobson riding shotgun with you, right? I mean, that's
absolutely
pretty cool.
It's
pretty
a pleasure great. For us to be here with Mr. Jacobson here. We're big fans from
thank
back.
You guys. Really.
Absolutely.
In studio with me tonight, two guys that we've been talking about Cubs culture all week here on The Download. Talk about jumping in and being immersing yourself in Cubs culture. Horatio Sanz, Joe Nunez, two L.A. actors who are in town. They had enough foresight to rent an apartment
in Wrigleyville.
In Wrigleyville, just for the experience. Not even necessarily with tickets to the game, just for the experience of soaking in Wrigleyville.
Yeah, Joe told me, you know, we had to act fast because, you know, the season hadn't ended yet.
Yeah, and it was a couple months, actually, a couple months ago. I said, man, we gotta look into living. I mean, I have family here. I could have stayed with my parents, but you know, we needed to be close.
You can't do the kind of thing you want to do with your parents around. You know, it's a Cubs.
That's a good 2 day visit, right? A 2 day visit to the parents' house. You can't be doing a couple weeks.
What is it? Just an apartment in a building, a three or four flat.
It's a two flat and it's a 3 bedroom apartment, but we're 5 blocks away from Wrigley.
No, we're. Four.
Well, it depends on what kind of Google situation you have. Yeah.
How much you drank, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Joe's been drinking, so you know to him it's like 3 blocks.
What was what's the rent compared to what it might have been before all this happened?
That's the good news. By doing it actually a couple months ago,
yeah.
You know, you probably it's not as bad as what is getting sort of jacked up right now.
I did a lot of research, Airbnb, which we didn't go with, but they wanted $7,000 to $8,000 for a 2 bedroom apartment, not as close to Wrigley.
Wow! For the same amount of time.
For 3 weeks. We're gonna be here 3 weeks. we went all in.
This is all in.
3 weeks of our lives.
We didn't even know if the Cubs were gonna make it past the Giants in the divisional series. We just had to go all in.
Both you guys are from Chicago originally, right?
Yes, sir.
We are.
Oh,
yeah.
So they're coming home.
Yeah.
That's the good news also is that we're here and with family and friends.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, you guys, Cubs fans in L.A., talk about the experience of being, you know, in L.A. for this. We'll talk about that. But first of all, you know, what makes you guys Cubs fans?
Childhood.
Childhood. And I have brothers that are 6 and 9 years older, so they would take me to the games when I was a wee lad. You know, Pulaski to Addison and then Addison all the way down. So, you know, this is something that we can't help. You know, we were indoctrinated as
born
children.
Born into brothels. Born into Cubs brothels, so to speak.
Yeah, so we were born into it, and we never wavered. You know, there was a few bad years that I didn't pay attention as much, but for the most part, you know, every day just watching and hoping.
I was a latchkey kid, so I watched sorry, Mom and Dad. But
so his father was Jack Brickhouse in more ways than one.
Yeah, growing up. And Harry. And I mean, my God. And, you know, the Cubs teams of the 70s and 80s all throughout. I was lucky. I lived at Addison, near Addison and Western, and I could ride my bike to Wrigley. And if I had if I had $5, I could go see a game by myself if I had to. Buy myself, you know, a hot dog and a drink and a hat for like $5 or $6.
Right.
And I'd sit in the bleachers because, what was it, $2.75?
We joke about how the bleachers get cheaper and cheaper every time you tell the story. And, you know, like eventually you're like, the bleachers were 55 cents, I remember.
The bleachers were a nickel when I was in eighth grade.
But it wasn't that far off. It was like $2 for the bleachers at the time.
That's like
about 100,000 times that for these seats.
When my dad tells the story, he grew up at Lakewood and Addison, right there. I mean, just like, but the same thing. I mean, it's always like from parking cars for the 63 championship to, yeah, they just let me in. I was just free. In my day, it was just free. I'm like, all right.
It was like maybe fifth inning or something.
Yeah, open the gates.
The gates were open and you walked in. You just had to wait.
So, I mean, for you guys, what are some of the memories? I mean, what do you associate when you think of the high sort of memories of being a Cubs fan? I mean, is it the 84 squad? Well, for you guys, what is it that, you know, is the shining moment for your Cubdom?
Probably when the Cubs in 84 got into the playoffs, because at that point, we hadn't seen them in the playoffs ever. I don't know if they were in the playoffs before that, since 45.
The divisional, right? They clinched the division.
No, I mean, yeah. I don't think that you're right. I think that 69 was the closest they ever came, and they should have, and we talked to a couple guys this week about it. But, yeah, 84 was the first divisional, like, playoff appearance.
That was the first time where I was reading the newspaper every day, like, just covering what was going on with the Cubs, just reading the paper the next day and, like, ooh, knowing about it, and Stuart Sutcliffe and those guys.
Rick.
But, you know, Stuart Sutcliffe of the Beatles was very influential.
The original Beatles
the manager of the Beatles.
That era, that Cubs era, that's when I started learning the names, you know, Ryan Sandberg, Ron Say, Stuart Sutcliffe of the, you know,
of the Beatles.
Rick Sutcliffe.
Were you buddies way back then when you were?
Yeah, we were. We're buddies from Second City. We went to Second City.
Not as kids.
Somewhat grown up, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Not as kids.
Yeah. But funny, we had a lot of similar quirks, love of the Cubs, of course.
And what was the idea? How did you get the idea to do what you did? What did you do one day? Decide you
well,
you're just going to rent an apartment?
Yeah, I mean, anywhere close. We just wanted to be in the area because we figured, you know, we wanted the atmosphere of it. So we, win or lose, at least, you know, we'd try. Of course, we didn't want to be in Wrigleyville if they lost. Luckily, things have turned out good so far.
Oh, my God, so amazing.
So we're right in the middle of it, and it's great. But, yeah, just the idea that this hasn't happened in my life. It hasn't happened in my father's life. It hasn't happened in Joe's life, and he's been around a long time.
Much longer than
yourself. So it's like, let's seize the opportunity and go all in, so to speak.
My argument was, you know what, let's do this. Let's go all in. If the Cubs don't make it, you know, yeah, we'll lick our wounds, but we'll go to Blackhawks games. We'll go to Bulls games.
Yeah, right.
We'll visit our family.
Yeah, we'll get our family in there somewhere.
It's on the list somewhere.
Yeah, both of our families are here.
So. Joe Nunez, Horatio Sands in studio tonight. Two L.A. actors who spent time here in Chicago, Second City. Horatio on Saturday Night Live. Joe Nunez in tons of movies. I mean, we're just saying Superbad.
Sure. 40 Overt.
Yep, exactly. So
all of those.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation here on The Download. Stay with us.
Baseball season's underway. Better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are gonna win today. They're singing, go, Cubs, go. Go, Cubs, go.
We hear a lot of that song this week. 720 WGN, I'm Justin Kaufman. The Download. Walter Jacobson in with me tonight. Also, Joe Nunez, Horatio Sands in studio to talk about their trip from L.A. to rent a Wrigleyville apartment.
Describe what we're wearing.
You're wearing you're very Blues Brothers with your you have leather jackets on. Explain it.
Cubs hats and leather jackets and I don't know.
Another jeans. Part of why we love to come back is to go thrifting, and I found this one on Milwaukee Avenue for, I think, $30.
I got this at Strange Cargo for $20.
There you go.
Yeah. And it stinks.
I don't buy new leather. Only used stinky leather from.
It's recycled.
There you go. So if you come back to Chicago, you gotta get the stinky leather
support
too,
the,
right?
I do want to also at some point sing our version of Go Cubs Go. I've added a few lines to it, but nothing.
Oh.
It's very clean.
Okay.
You know how I do, because I don't like that song. Let me just admit this now.
Oh, no.
I love it. All right. Bring it on.
It's not my favorite song.
Steve Goodman.
I rather.
Bro.
I rather.
This is where I walk out.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel. That's what I'm old school.
Okay.
But, you know, Go Cubs Go, everybody's happy. And, of course, I'm going to sing along, but it's not my favorite song.
So you changed the lyrics?
Well, I have a verse. So we go. Go ahead. Ready?
Go ahead.
Go Cubs Go.
Go Cubs Go.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win it. Then you go, go, Cubs, go. In the morning.
Go, Cubs, go.
In supper time. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today.
Why didn't we work this bit out before?
I don't know. All you had to do is just sing the song you've always sung a thousand times.
But I think it worked. It was good. That's good.
Yeah, so we've added in the morning and supper time.
In the morning.
The supper time is really ties it together, because, that's a big, important meal, supper time. So
that bombed.
All right. So, no, it did not. It did not. I guarantee you everybody loved it.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys, of course, in Los Angeles, there is such a huge Chicago contingency. I mean, there are so many people out there working in Hollywood.
Almost obnoxiously so.
But there, I mean, there's something about it. And there is a – it's so amazing. And it's great to see on Instagram and Facebook and other places where people get together when there are big events, whether it be a Cubs game or a Blackhawks game or Bulls game. Yeah. And you guys – I mean, Joe, you're kind of the ringleader. You're the guy that, like, sort of sets it up and all these Chicagoans come out.
I definitely – well, you know, you feel homesick when you're out, you know, so far away. And I felt that was the best way to get people from every generation, you know, old school Second City guys, to people that just moved out there, and everyone in between, people that aren't even in the industry, but they find out, oh my God, there's this bar downtown Los Angeles where all these Chicago people go. So yeah, for about, you know, we definitely started with the, you know, the Blackhawks dynasty, where we'd get people together and people would come out and more would show up. I've always done that. Like if there's a, you know, if the Bulls are in town, I would get people together and I would like buy a suite out, but I'd, you know, try to get a deal on it. If we can get 40 people in the suite, the guys at Staples Center would give us, you know, give us a deal.
That's great.
So,
and he would pocket 10%. No one knew. And
we'd all have a good time. It's a Chicago way, right?
It's a Chicago.
Hustling all the time, man.
It's a tip for what it's worth.
As long as my ticket was paid for. Made everyone buy me.
So I call him Chicago Joe because he so loves Chicago and
I love getting people together and that's something that's, you know, that's something that bonds us.
And it's really, I mean, a lot of people may not know this, but it's really hard to do in LA. There are a lot of Chicagoans go out there and then you're like, oh my God, we're all out here. We're going to have a great time. Walter's here. Yeah, that's going to be great. And then you're like, yeah, but you got to drive and I live 40 minutes this way and that way. And then
to go downtown?
It's very different than in Chicago. So the ability to get people out around the Cubs, around Chicago sports, I mean, that's difficult to do and you do it.
It's a great excuse to be social with our friends too. Like
and drink like we're still in Chicago.
Yeah, and this isn't a plug, but it is a plug. The bar is called Escondite.
The Escondite.
We don't own any of it, unfortunately.
Yet.
But
I get 10%.
That's where we have all our – that's our headquarters.
You got to buy Joe. You got to buy Joe a beer.
You got to buy me a couple beers.
And he runs around with there's a horn there for Hawks games. Joe runs around with – they have a defibrillator.
Oh, for Bears games. Yeah, I mean, we go all out. We dress the part.
All right, so let's get back to this weekend. So you guys are you guys going to the games this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going.
Oh, yes.
We're going Sunday for sure, and we'll see what comes up in the next couple days.
So what is a week? So tell us a little bit about what a night is like in Wrigleyville for you guys. I mean, are you guys going to the bars? Are you trying to get in these different places? We've heard about these crazy charges. Like what's happening around the crash pad that is Joe and Horatio are crashing for 3 weeks in Chicago?
Well, you know, we stock up the fridge. We have friends over, or we'll, you know, if we lose, we'll go watch the next game with family. Reset. It's not a real party pad.
I love that it's happening, but I don't want to be in the middle of it. Like I don't necessarily want to be at Murphy's Bleachers or, you know,
right.
You know, we have gone to Harry Carey's though to watch games, which I think is amazing, which is not in Wrigleyville.
Yeah,
they don't charge
you
$100 to go to Harry Carey's.
Yeah. You know, I think it's hard to watch, I think, baseball in a bar, harder than watching football, say, or basketball, say, because a baseball game can take 4 hours. Yeah. It's a relatively slow sport, right?
Yeah. You have to be very patient. But since this is such an important series, the World Series, you're on the edge of your seat if you're a Cub fan.
We're hyper-focused. We're hyper-focused. We don't want to miss, you know. Luckily, we've gone to, a few games, and we don't want to, you know, get too crazy and, like, miss out on the memory.
Right.
Like we would have done.
You guys are adults now. Yeah. You know, this is not.
Had this happened in 2003, perhaps, we wouldn't remember what happened a couple days ago.
If you were asked by a friend who has lived neither in L.A. or Chicago where to move between the two cities, where's a better place to live?
Jacobson getting hardcore.
Start out in Chicago.
And then go to L.A.
Yeah. 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 I mean, especially if you want to be an actor.
Oh, well, that I understand.
Okay, yeah.
What if you just...
As far as
just
quality
about
of
living.
Life?
Yeah.
I like L.A. because I can drive to a grocery store in my car, as opposed to New York. But Chicago's kind of the blend of both. Well, there is neighborhoods, and you can kind of sprawl out and walk around.
I like Chicago because of all the food, unfortunately. And fortunately for me...
I say Chicago because we're on the radio here.
Okay. You're on WGN in Chicago, right?
Yeah. Fortunately for me, the food isn't out there in L.A. Otherwise, I'd be 500 pounds diabetic, and you'd have to cut me out of my parents' basement.
I'm surprised to hear you say drive to a drugstore. I figured that everybody who got in a car in L.A. and drove, sat in the car for... 3 hours.
Hey.
Well, if you luckily we're also actors that don't work all the time, so we could avoid rush hour. we could avoid rush hour and busy times.
Wait, you work all the time. I watch you.
You know, in short segments we work, but that's yeah. But yeah, so I just yeah, it's the traffic here has gotten crazy, which means I guess there's just more people here, right?
Right.
So yeah, I don't know.
All right, let me ask you. You guys are going to be at Harry Caray's tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Crack of dawn for the WGN TV pep rally for the World Series.
Yeah,
that's something you did earlier, I think, for the NLCS as well. I mean, you guys have been. I've seen you guys at Harry Caray on TV, on social media.
Did you see us at all on television? They were interviewing Joel Murray, and I tried to choke Joe behind it, like with the rally towel.
That was in another network, but we were behind Joel as he was being interviewed and. And I'm like just standing there watching Joel, and then Horatio takes his T-shirt and like chokes me, and I'm like, we were like 12-year-old kids behind the news reporter, like trying to
That was the day we tied the series.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Maybe it was a good luck charm. You got to do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Choke.
Tremendous! What a charm Chicago life you guys live in. Oh, I mean, boy. How great that you go to Harry Caray's. You get to go to the games this weekend. Joe Nunez, Horatio Sands, thanks so much for coming down, guys. And go Cubs, and have a great weekend. And the rest of the stay here in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. We will. Thanks, guys.
Let's do it this weekend.
You're the best.